Tuesday.
Yes.
Definitely sad learning the news of Robin Williams last night. One of the funniest guys that we've known in our lifetime. He's been around for decades, whether it's doing stand-up, you know, comedies, movies, what have you. Such an incredibly talented individual, and it's just scary that you really have no idea what's going on behind a person's life.
Right. I mean, you know, you hear about it happening to comics so often because they say that so many of them, you know, they have these demons that they're dealing with, and they hide it through laughter, making others laugh. And that's what I think is so tragic, too, that this man spent his entire life making millions of people smile, but you never know that he, behind all of that, was fighting his own battle.
And on a bigger scale, too, if you do need help, and you're in a tough spot in your life, nobody's going to judge you if you go get help. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get some links up for you if you are going through a hard time right now on RadioNowIndy.com. But then I also think of Philip Seymour Hoffman, who had his battles, another guy that was incredibly mm-hmm. talented that, you know, we lost, what, a couple months ago. And now Robin Williams, it's just you have no idea what people have going on behind the scenes. I mean, I mentioned this earlier, but it's just important to be nice to people because
right.
you really don't know what's going on in their life for them to be upset or mad at you at the store that you run into this person at. Just be kind to people because you really never know what's going on in their life.
Right, and I think that the really sad thing is for some reason in our culture, there's such a stigma against people that might have depression or even like mental illness that people feel like they're going to be judged if they say, I have a problem and I need help. So they would rather just suffer in silence than say, I'm going to go get help for this because they just don't want people to, you know, say, oh, you're crazy or, oh, you're just weak-minded. But honestly, it's a strong thing if you can look inside yourself and be like, you know what, this goes beyond me. This goes beyond what I can do for myself, and I need to get that help.
Yeah.
And that's so important. So I hope that if there's one positive takeaway from this, you know, tragic loss, it can be that people can say, you know what, it happened to him. There's no shame in going and getting help if they're also dealing with this kind of thing.
That's right. If you want to talk about Robin Williams, please call us 239-1009. Maybe you have a favorite moment, a memory, or just something on your mind about this whole situation. Please call us. Phone lines open all morning, 239-1009. I believe we have somebody on the phone who just wants to share her favorite Robin Williams movie. Good morning. What was it?
Oh, Mrs. Doubtfire, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone laugh. Everyone has, like, a favorite line or moment in that movie.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Somebody that you think has everything to us normal people, and they still feel like they have nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you never know what people are going through, you know, it's like, and there's such a stigma, people that, you know, have depression and they don't get it treated, you know, because they feel like they're going to get judged, and it just goes to show you it's so important to do that, because you don't want to, you know, lose somebody like that for something that could be treated.
Right, I don't know what I'd do without my antidepressant. I probably wouldn't be married, that's for sure.
Right.
Thank you for the call, have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.